Jackson Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. 18 people are missing after a blast at an explosives factory in rural Tennessee. WTVF-TV's Aaron Cantrell.
They are treating this like a crime scene because they do not want to overlook anything, and they are just trying to figure out exactly what happened. In fact, they have teams together right now that are going out into the community to find family members of those missing to let them know that they are searching for their loved ones.
The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. Layoffs of federal employees are underway as we enter day 11 of the government shutdown.
The layoff notices started going out yesterday, telling workers they'll be laid off in 60 days. More than 4,000 employees could lose their jobs at seven federal agencies. The Departments of Commerce, Education, Energy, Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Homeland Security, and Treasury. President Trump says the layoffs will target programs favored by Democrats.
They started this thing so they should be Democrat-oriented. It'll be a lot.
Democrats say the layoffs will only make it harder to reach a deal to end the shutdown. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The markets did not react well after President Trump threatened 100% tariffs on Chinese goods because the country imposed new restrictions on the exports of rare earth minerals. The Dow lost 878 points. PNC Bank economist Gus Fouché.
A lot of the things on the tariff front have died down, but this is a reminder that there is still a lot of uncertainty out there, that things can change very quickly. Investors have been assuming that things are going to stay calm going forward, but obviously I think this disrupted that.
Thousands of Palestinians are returning home to Gaza after Israel pulled back its troops as part of the first phase of a peace agreement with Hamas. The remaining hostages are now scheduled to be returned to Israel Monday.
In Gaza, Israeli troops are moving out of Gaza City and other population centers as part of the ceasefire deal. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are packing up their makeshift camps to return home for the first time in 2 years. We are tired, this man said. Thank God we are going back. Many are returning to their homes reduced to rubble and ruin. Much of Gaza will need to be rebuilt. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
Parts of the southeast will feel the effects first of a big storm moving up the East Coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
We're expecting onshore flow winds ahead of it to bring not only gusty, strong winds to the coast, but the increasing potential for high surf, coastal flooding, and heavy rainfall as well as it moves further to the north later today.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny for the most part today. Temperatures around 80 degrees for afternoon highs. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Becoming breezy for Sunday, sunshine, a high near 85. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and breezy with lows in the mid-60s.
Right now, 35.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire talks about her proposals to provide better support for higher education in our state.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To that polka music, polka dancing in Wisconsin, to that polka beat. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, it is here to stay. A salute to Tommy Thompson and Elvin Stachinski. A salute to Tommy Thompson and Elvin Stachinski. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, that's the law you see. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, that's for you and me. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, I am going to say, Thank you, Tommy Thompson and Elvin Stachinski. Thank you, Tommy Thompson and Elvin Stachinski. Dancing in Wisconsin, that's the law you see. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, that's for you and me. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, I am going to say. Thank you, Tommy Thompson and Elvin Stachinski. Thank you, Tommy Thompson and Elvin Stachinski.
Elvin Stachinski and the boys kicking things off on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with polka dancing in Wisconsin. Hey, Tim Hubble here with you this morning. And shouldn't say morning because actually we do this also on Sunday afternoons. So we'll just say good after morning. Okay, so let's keep things going here. You betcha. And RCA Records, this goes back to like 1960, somewhere around there, 59-60. They put together an album entitled Fancy Free Polkas. And Johnny Vadnell is on one side, and when you flip the record over, then you have Louis Bushell and his band on the second side. You got two great artists there on one album. And does a nice, you know, RC did good stuff on this. Now, these are some old 78s that RCA cleaned up and put onto this Fancy Free Polkas. And then the other side, of course, is from Louis Bushell. So let's spin one here. And this is the Johnny Vadnell Band.
Round up the gang, let's get together and have an old-fashioned party tonight. Round up the gang, let's get together. We'll whoop it up and do it up tonight. We'll gather round the old piano and sing the old songs like Sweet Adeline. It's been a long time since we've been together. Gee, how I miss that old gang of mine. Up the gang, let's get together and have an old-fashioned party tonight. Round up the gang, let's get together. We'll whoop it up and do it up tonight. We'll gather round the old piano and sing the old songs like Sweet Adeline. It's been a long time since we've been together.
gee, how I miss that old gang of mine.
A couple of numbers from Johnny Vadnell and the band. And we're going to flip this over here. And let's see, where are we at here? And we're going to spin another one here. This is on the flip side. This is Louis Bichel and the band.
We'll be right back.
Louis Bichel in the band, and that was the Vienna Forever Polka. I had a chance to talk with Louis when he was around. He's now passed on. But I just told him, I said, you are so lucky that RCA Records actually found you and used you as the polka band for their music albums. And it's, you know, not, I mean, there's a lot of polka bands that were in Milwaukee that were good also, but that RCA came, I mean, they, not that he went to RCA, they came to him and said, hey, let's make some tunes, huh, for our polka records. So I just thought that was awesome. So let's play one more here from Louis. I think it's coming up next year. Let's see what we got. Herman Rye Schottisch. Was Louis Bichel, and my mistake, it was the Matilda Polka. I just had to think about it. I didn't have it written down here, but that's what the name of this tune was. Oh, from Louis Bichel on that Fancy Free Polka album with the flip side. Well, actually, Louis was the flip side. But Louis, Johnny Vandal is the first band. Okay. Let's continue here with the tune from, we played that Polka Dancing in Wisconsin from Alvin Sitchinsky. Here's one for Grandma and Grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Children got together to ask if I would write a song for Grandma and Grandpa because they are so nice. They gave me their ideas, the things they love to do. I put them all into a song. I wrote them just for you. Oh, Grandma and Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha I jadush, you know that I love you. Going to a ball game, fishing on the lake. Hey, eating Grandma's cookies and tasting Grandma's cake. Going to the circus. When it comes to town, they eaten cotton candy and laughing at the clowns. Oh, Grandma and Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha ijadush, you know that I love you. Chocolate ice cream, going for a ride. Hey, swinging on a swing or sliding down a slide. Going for a pony ride on a sunny day. Hey, saying that you love me in so many ways. Oh, Grandma and Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. You know that I love you. Oh, Grandma, Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. Walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha ijadush, you know that I love you.
Grandma and Grandpa, that's the name of the album, or the song from the album Polkas in Wisconsin, Polka Dancing in Wisconsin, rather. Okay, let us take a little station break, and we'll be right back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party right here on WFHR, the Civic Media Network. You betcha, we'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanopi, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Yeah, with Tim the Polka Guy keeping you company. We've got Music. Yes, from Eddie Blazonczyk's album. And we're going to play one here, Talking to the Wrong Man.
Hey, Daddy, I've got a problem. Last night I took my girlfriend for a ride, and the way she touched my hand there, I got this funny feeling deep inside. So I leaned over and I kissed her. I put my arms around her and then, well, she reached up and she slapped me. She said, "You're just like all the other men."
Son, you're talking to the wrong man. If you want to know what girls are all about, you're talking to the wrong man. I still ain't got your mother figured out. By the way, son, I've got a problem. I wonder, could you talk with me a while? See, lately, your mother, she ignores me. She hardly ever gives me a little smile. So I was thinking maybe you could show me the way you younger fellas comb your hair. I think I need to change my style, son. Could you show me something really cool to wear?
Dad, you're talking to the wrong man. If you wanna know what girls are all about, you're talking to the wrong man. I still ain't got my girlfriend figured out.
So I guess we'll just go fishing.
Maybe head out to that old golf course today.
When our buddies ask us about women,
I think I know exactly what we'll say.
Boys, you're talking to the wrong men. If you want to know what girls are all about, you're talking to the wrong men. We still ain't got them women figured out. We still ain't got them women figured out.
Was Eddie Blazonczyk and Eddie Jr. Talking to the wrong man from the album Music, Music, Music. We're going to play another one here that is called Wandering Eyes.
Oh, but there's no need to be. I'm just looking, girl, not looking to find.
I got wandering eyes. Yes, it's true, I love the ladies. I can't deny the feeling a good Lord put down in my bones. I've got wandering eyes. But don't you worry, baby, my heart always stays here at home.
So unnatural when I see a pretty girl to turn my head and look the other way.
I've got wandering eyes. Yes, it's true, I love the ladies. I can't deny the feeling the good Lord put down in my bones. I've got wandering eyes, but don't you worry, baby. We'll be right back.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
CBS News Brief. 18 people are feared dead after a plant explosion in Tennessee. Sheriff Chris Davis.
We don't know what caused the explosion. I can tell you, when I say debris, I'm talking about a very large building that an explosion happened in, that the debris has went basically across a half a square mile of location.
Some air traffic controllers are calling in sick amid the government shutdown. Steph Winder is with the National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
This shutdown is just exacerbating and highlighting the issues of already being critically snapped and having that unreliable equipment.
President Trump may raise Chinese tariffs because the country imposed new restrictions on some exports.
It was shocking. I can tell you, Howard and I and Todd, we all, Scott, we were all speaking about it before, and it was, we said, where did that come from? It was just, that was out of the blue.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny for the most part today. Temperatures around 80 degrees for afternoon highs. For tonight, mostly clear, a low around 61. Becoming breezy for Sunday, sunshine, a high near 85. Sunday night, mostly cloudy and breezy with lows in the mid-60s.
Right now, 35.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That's Frank Stanger and his orchestra and Polka Time again. It's kicking off here, the second half or second part of the Polka Party. You betcha. Glad you could join us, everybody, right here on the Civic Knee Media Network. Okay, let's see what we got coming up. Let's play one more here from him. And we'll do one called Donna's Polka, okay? That's a pretty snappy tune. Stanger and the band, and one entitled Donna's Polka. All right, did you know that Seymour is a hamburger town? You didn't know that, did you, huh? Well, Alvin Stachinski will tell you. After this tune, there'll be something happened here.
Ugotowała garnek czarniny, garnek czarniny. Krajny kluski, łybo prawiny. U naszej uśki garnek czarniny. Krajny kluski, łybo prawiny. U naszej uśki. Gości, jak się najedli, zostały kości, zostały kości i próżne garki, dobra czarninę mieli kucharki, zostały kości i próżne garki, dobra czarninę mieli kucharki. Mieliśmy kości, jak się najedli, zostały kości,
Zostały kości i próżne karki, dobra czarniny mieli kucharki. Zostały kości i próżne karki, dobra czarniny mieli kucharki.
What I'm here to say, where the first hamburgers made in the good old USA. Seymour has its celebration called Hamburger Days. Seymour is the place to go where the special hamburgers made. Lots of onions, lots of relish, lots of mayonnaise and ketchup to embellish. Seymour hamburgers are the best.
Yes, sir!
It's the burger. Seymour is a hamburger town, that's what I'm here to say. Where the first hamburgers made in the good old USA. Seymour has its celebration called Hamburger Days. Seymour is the place to go where the special hamburgers made. Lots of onions, lots of relish, lots of mayonnaise and ketchup to embellish. Seymour hamburgers are the best. The burger that beat all the rest. Lots of onion, lots of relish, lots of mayonnaise and ketchup to embellish. Seymour hamburgers are the best.
Yes, sir!
It's the burger that beat all the rest.
Yeah, that's Alvin Straczynski talking about the best hamburgers at Seymour, huh? Okay, we have the Blue Banners coming up next, and they're going to perform for us here the Barnyard Polka. I think there's a couple of animal sounds in here, too. Yeah. The Barnyard.
Thank you.
the Blue Banners with the Barnyard Polka. Let's spin one more here from I Like the Goose Town. This is called the Goose Town Polka. Why does this do this to me all the time? That's a waltz. We'll get to that too in a little bit. But I wanted to play the Goose Town. What the? My CD player is messed up. Yep, that happens. Much better. Performing the Goose Town Polka. Okay, with that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with more of the Polka Party right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you, but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party. This is our last segment here, and we got time for maybe one tune or two yet. And right now I've got a tune up here from Frankie Yankovic and Friends, and a little help on this one. It's My Melody of Love.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Frank. Come on in. Let's do it for the polka lovers of Cleveland. Hit it.
I'm looking for a place to go where I can be all alone from thoughts and memories, so that when the music plays, I can go back to the days when love was you and me. Means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham more than you'll ever know. Kocham ciebie całe serce, love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love. I'm looking for a place to hide all my sorrows, all my pride.
I just can't get along,
'cause the love once so fine keeps on hurting all the time. Where did I go wrong? Whoa, moja droga, ja cię kocham means that I love you so. Moja droga, ja cię kocham more than you'll ever know. Kocham ciebie całe serce, love you with all my heart. Return to me and always be my melody of love.
Time for us to say goodbye. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here to the Polka Party. And we'll do this again next week, right here on the Civic Media Network, WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5. Have yourself a great afternoon, and take care of yourselves.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you
can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
I'm back with one of the most reasonable guys in politics, Tom Pulsiewicz. We dig into what the Pope has recently had to say about Donald Trump's anti-immigrant policies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 97.5 WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Wendy Gillette. As many as 18 people are missing and feared dead after a massive blast at an explosives plant in rural Tennessee. CBS News correspondent Nicole Valdez reports from near the company, which is 60 miles southwest of Nashville.
Video shows flames and heavy smoke rising from the debris.
There's nothing to describe. It's gone. It's the most devastating scene that I've seen in my career.
At least four people were taken to the hospital. The investigation could take weeks, according to officials who are urging people to stay away from the area.
The cause is unknown. The Trump administration is starting to lay off federal workers as the government shutdown enters day 11. Some air traffic controllers are calling in sick. Cairo's Madeline Ottilie from outside Seattle.
Union leaders have warned things could get worse the longer the shutdown lasts.